little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we'll move on to another pregnancy-related situation. So we've now got Sophie, and Sophie's complaining that she's feeling nauseated, and she's already told you that she's pregnant. So you're going to ask me some red flag questions related to that, and I'm going to be Sophie, because okay. I'm dressed up appropriately now.
Yes. Okay, Sophie. So how many weeks pregnant are you now?
Oh, 6 weeks now.
6 weeks, okay. And I understand you've been feeling a bit sick.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, I vomit mostly in the mornings, doctor.
Right, so that doesn't sound too nice. Okay. So just a few more specific questions before we sort of talk about the vomiting and what we could do. Have you got any pain when you pass urine at all?
No, I haven't noticed any problems. I'm probably going a bit more frequently, but it doesn't hurt.
Good, okay. And have you had any tummy pain or fever?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, well, we do still usually check your urine for infection, given you're pregnant, because it's important we treat it if it's there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be absolutely fine. I've actually got a sample here for you now.
Oh, good. So we'll do that. And then the other thing I would do is usually examine your tummy and just make sure it feels all right. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine.
Okay. So I guess we go on to check the urine and examine the tummy, and the urine doesn't show any signs of infection, and her abdomen's soft and not sore at all. So it sounds really horrible, this vomiting in the morning, and I guess it is quite common, unfortunately, in early pregnancy to feel like this. And I guess the good news is that most women do find it gets a lot better once you get to the sort of 12-week point and get through that sort of that first trimester period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there anything you've tried so far that has helped with the vomiting?
You haven't tried anything, but my mother-in-law suggested I should try some ginger and probably some acupressure.
Okay, well, I mean, certainly ginger is meant to help with some nausea and vomiting, and I suppose, you know, having fairly light, low-fat, small meals and really only eating very simple food in the morning, seeing what you can keep down, and, yeah, that can help. I suppose keeping your fluids up is important. There are medications. I mean, are you wanting to talk about medications you could use to help with this?
Yeah, I think I probably do, actually. It's not much fun. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there are medications that we can use. There's a few different ones we can try, really. And sometimes it's a process of trying one and seeing if it helps and then switching.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we would just give the first one a go and see how you get on in the next week, and then you could let me know. We could maybe have a chat on the phone if it's not helping.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, Doctor.
Okay. So say we're going to give her some cyclosine and, you know, she's going to try changing her diet a little. We could do a safety net so that she knows when to sort of get back in touch. So this medication, the cyclosine, it may make you feel a little bit drowsy. And if that's the case, it might be sensible not to drive.
Mm, okay.
If the nausea isn't getting any better, then sometimes we do think about whether or not we should do a scan to check on the pregnancy. So let us know in the next few days if the cyclosine isn't helping. But there's also some other medication we can sometimes swap you to. Keep an eye on, you know, your bladder, your waterworks, and if you're not managing to pee at least 3 times a day, that could sort of be a sign that you're a bit dehydrated. So you should get in touch in case we need to get you some extra fluids, you know, in the hospital. Does that sound okay?
No, that sounds great, Doctor. Yeah, no, I'm very happy with that. So if I'm not getting any better next week, we'll maybe try something different. But if I'm not passing urine 3 times a day, then that would also be a suggestion that perhaps we need to get me assessed in the hospital.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.